Good morning, everyone. I'm Father Roderick Bain of the Parish of the Most Holy Trinity. Let us pray. Lord Christ Jesus, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the night that has passed. We thank you for the opportunity that you've granted us once again to receive your grace, your love, and your mercy. As we come now, Lord Christ Jesus, we lay ourselves bare before you because we know that it is in you that we put our hope, our faith, our trust. And without you, we are nothing. Continue then to bless us and guide us and continue to shield us with your mighty power. You, O Lord, are the source of all that we are. And we know, Lord Christ Jesus, that you will continue all that you have started in us and with us. This day, O Lord, we pray that you use us in powerful ways, that through us you would speak and through us you would work. Let your will be done in and through us now and always. And as I pray, Lord, I pray for those who are in need at this time, for those who are lonely, for those who are looking for solace, for those who are in need of comfort. I pray for our world at this time as we are wrapped in this pandemic. I pray for a greater source of faith, a greater source of hope. I pray, Lord, that you will lead our leaders and guide them so that they make good decisions on behalf of the people that they lead. And I pray for this country now in particular, Lord Jesus. You will bless and keep our Prime Minister and those other leaders who are responsible for courses of action that will bring our people to a better place during this pandemic. I pray, Lord Christ Jesus, that you will continue to let your will be seen and that you will act and that you will continue to cause your people who are called by your name to, at this time, stand up and stand out and to speak up for you and to continue to work for you. That despite what we are going through, O Lord, we may continue to show the world that as Christians, your love, the love that you've blessed us with, will be a love that we will show, that we will continue to demonstrate. And so fill your people's, our people's heart with love and let love rule and be supreme. We pray that there be no strife and no hatred. We pray for all tensions and anything of violence to cease, and that your Holy Spirit will bring your peace, your love, your grace, and your mercy. All these blessings I pray then in the name of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Today I wish to begin our meditation, of course, by saying that this being September 11th, it is always a time when those who remember September 11th, 2001, will never forget the events of that day. But before I venture into all of that, I want to begin with our scripture. The scripture for today's Eucharistic reading, Luke's Gospel, chapter 6, verse 39 to 42. At that time, Jesus also told them a parable. Can a blind person guide a blind person? Will not both fall into the pit? A disciple is not above the teacher, but everyone who is fully qualified will be like the teacher. Why do you see the speck in your neighbor's eyes, but do not notice the log that is in your eye? Or how can you say to your neighbor, friend, let me take out the speck in your eye, when you yourself do not see the log in your own eye? You hypocrites, first take the log out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to take the speck out of your neighbor's eye. The Gospel of Christ. Praise to Christ our Lord. First take the log out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to take the speck out of your neighbor's eyes. As I began with earlier, September 11, 2001, was a very, very frightening moment for those who live and would have experienced it. I could remember very well because my then fiance and I were preparing for our wedding. And we were doing some running around when someone had said, "There's this thing that is happening on TV." And we stopped. We were in a store somewhere. And we stopped to look to see what it was all about. And when we looked at it, I first looked at it and we saw it. It seems almost unreal. But later on, as the day went on and as the newscasters keep running the story and as it all settled in, we realized that America, as it were under attack, and the actions of Al-Qaeda or the terrorists were blamed for the crashing of planes into the World Trade Center. This, of course, for me at that time, was a defining moment, and it changed for me a lot of what I see as a world in which we live in and how evil can show its very presence. And how sometimes we think we have everything under control, while those who have been working for good along the way would feel as if evil of that nature, of that magnitude, was nowhere around. And at the slightest moment when you least expect it, an evil of that magnitude shows its face just to let us see and know that it is there, it is present, and that at all times we have to keep our guard up. America since then has kept its guard up. And we, as we looked at it in a worldwide way, our minds were then turned definitely to how to safeguard and how to protect and how to keep country and nation safe. But as we look at our gospel for today, there is a semblance and a parallel of sorts between what is happening in the gospel and what is happening in the world. In our world today, the pandemic gives us, again, that whole notion of this great force of evil. This is perhaps those two planes that crashed into the World Trade Center and the other planes that were taken down. It gives us that sense that evil or a great force that is opposing normalcy, as this pandemic is, a great force is at work. And again, we are called to not let our guard down. During this time, there's lots of tension in the air. Indeed, there's lots of tension within ourselves. As we look at the world, there are different ways in which we can meditate and reflect on what is happening around us. We can either look at it in a general way, or we can look at it in a specific way. Of course, this will be the difference between an inductive approach and a deductive approach. I oftentimes like to look at things in a deductive way, where I would start off in a very small, precise, and concise way, and then to look outwardly, as it were. And this is important because I believe that as we look at any portion of Scripture, as we look at anything that is happening in our lives, we look for key words and key phrases, and we look for the seed of things, and we see from that very seed some things germinate. In the gospel for us today, Jesus is letting us see and know that it is important for us to look within. And during this time of pandemic, it is very important for us to have a great degree of introspection. This pandemic is a mirror of sorts for us to look at. And to say to ourselves, through this pandemic, I will look in this mirror and I will allow myself to become a better person while looking at myself and seeing that what I have become in myself is not what I want of myself. And so there must be some things that I change about myself because evil is around, because there's great forces around, great pressures around that will want to change and that will want to cause me to deviate from that which God wants me to do. And this is what Jesus means, of course, when he says that you must look or take the speck out of your own eye before you can do anything with your neighbor. In the Bahamas, we have many persons and a way sometimes of criticizing others and looking at others and tearing others down and pulling others down, making others feel that you're the evil one, I'm the good one. You're on your way to hell, I'm on the way to heaven. You're not as good as I am, you're not as blessed as I am. God is not with you, God is with me. And this attitude must be one that we in this pandemic must now look at ourselves and be ashamed that that is the way we looked at life. Because this virus is no respecter of person, for the young and the old, the rich, the poor, the black, the white, whoever this virus can infect. And so you and I are called now to a place where, as a mirror is placed before us, we are asked to look deeper at who and what we are. What is it that is in your eye that is causing you to be blind? What is it that is in your eye that is making you feel, as Jesus would say, the disciple is not above the teacher, that makes you feel that you are more than you are, that makes you feel in a proud way, as a colleague for this week would say, God always confuses the proud who confide in their own hearts. What is it that is making you feel so full of pride that you feel higher and mightier than anyone else? And why do you feel that everyone else around you is beneath you or below you or not at your level? When you begin to look at things this way, then you are living a distorted life, a totally distorted life. And Jesus had to speak to the people around him and let them know that this distorted life or this off-centered life or this life where Christ was not central to them was a life that they cannot go on living. And the pandemic would remind us there's a life and a form of living that we cannot go on with. Just as 9/11 would tell the Americans in some ways, you cannot go on anymore with certain ways of living. I remember the freedom I used to enjoy when you go to the airport. You could have just walked through and straight on the airplane and not so much searching and scanning and all of these sort of things, all the security checks. But all that has changed. And when we look and have an introspection into ourselves, and when we realize what we are and who we are in the eyes of God, we would realize that there is need for us to change the way that we live. This pandemic has come to bring us change. A change that begins within. For those of us who are proud and mighty, it gives us an opportunity to be humble and compassionate and kind. To those of us, as Jesus would say, who are not seeing clearly, it gives us a chance now to open our eyes, because we cannot lead others who we may think are not Christians in the right way if we are blind ourselves. We would all go to hell. And those of us who feel as if we are righteous, we are self-righteous, we are the only righteous ones, this pandemic gives us the opportunity to see that righteousness comes at a price, where we have to speak up and to speak out. Righteousness would not just be a feeling, but an action. So as we look at what Jesus has to say, he lets his followers and listeners know that there must be some action and wisdom to the action in the way that we live. And most people would have liked to hear the parables of Jesus or seen a miracle of Jesus, but at times he sat people down to allow them to hear the wisdom of this kingdom that he came to bring. And this is the wisdom that we must now latch on to, the wisdom that we must now let lead and guide us. Because during this pandemic, it is not the wisdom of this world, it is not the sayings of any of the newscasters or reporters or the famous stations that we listen to, but it must be the word of God that lead and guide us. So I do pray that as we look at the pandemic, and as we see a need for change, we look in this mirror that is before us, and we look first at ourselves and ask ourselves, what is in our eyes? Don't complain about others. Don't criticize others. Don't lay blame on others. But look at yourself. And maybe our eyes are not as clear as they should be. The time spent with God now helps us to open our eyes. Maybe we need to close our mouths and open our eyes and behold the mystery of God, so that God, who is revealed to us in all that is happening, will be a God who will speak through us whenever we act, whenever we do, so that people may see God in us and this world may be filled with God's glory as the waters cover the sea. This is my hope and my prayer for us all this day. May we continue then to look in this mirror, to open our eyes and to allow our eyes to be open before we can do anything else. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Sure do need him now. Oh, sure do need him now.
My Lord, I said we
sure do need him now.
Oh, glory,
if we ever needed the Lord before.
Lord, we sure
do need him now. We need him every day and every hour.
We need him in the morning.
Need him in the night, 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 my Lord, we need him at the noonday, need him at the noonday, need him at the noonday, need him at the noonday when the sun is shining bright.